Now, one of the country's largest retailers, Woolworths, has announced that it will divest its poker machines and liquor businesses in an effort to get back to basics. Now, to discuss Woolworths' decision to distance itself from its pokey and liquor business, I'm joined on the line by Dr. Jason Pellant, lecturer in marketing at Swinburne University. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So can you tell us what about this decision? What actually is Woolworths doing? How is this deal actually going to work?
Yeah, so what they made a report to the ASX mentioning that what they're planning to do is merge their the liquor and their what they call the hospitality or the hotels and poker machines into a combined entity and then plan to separate from that entity. It's not clear whether that means selling it off or rolling it off to its own thing, but the idea being that the core of Woolworths, the Woolworths group, the retail arm, if you will, is separating itself from the liquor and hospitality or gaming poker machines kind of arm.
So how big is the revenue that Woolworths is getting from liquor and poker machines?
Yeah, it's quite big. So they, in their release, they're claiming that the new combined entity, whatever it ever end up being, is going to be the Australia's largest drinks and hospitality business with expected annual sales of $10 billion. So it's quite a big lost chunk of revenue that the Woolworths group is separating itself from.
So is this decision based around the fact that there is a sort of reputational risk of being sort of associated with aspects of gambling and alcohol, which, you know, and maybe, you know, to some members of the public, perceived as gives a negative image of Woolworths?
Yeah, so based on the release, they've said that this is about allowing each, sort of new business or arm to, reach its full potential. But I think if you look into it and some of what they've experienced over the last, couple of months, is that there's definitely an aspect here, I think, of trying to more clearly define what Woolworths stands for. We are in a world now where consumers are so much more aware of what's going on, and it's so much easier to share things between each other. And so we are now demanding that businesses, particularly our big Australian businesses, are being or meeting the values that we hold. And so I think it was an interesting place for Woolworths to sort of be positioning themselves as this, family friendly for Australians, and then also operating things that, for some people, for a lot of people, would bring a bit of a negative stigma, I guess.
So a couple of weeks ago, Woolworths came under fire for giving free drinks to problem gamblers. Do you think that it's got these sort of controversies? And there's been a range of little sort of marketing snafus in the last few years that Woolworths has experienced. Do you think that some of these have sort of contributed to the decision?
Yeah, I think they definitely would have. If you're trying to operate, we think of Woolworths, we think of supermarkets, but they also have some retail chains. And so if you're trying to operate those and be a place that, the fresh food people and, bring your family in, we can feed you and then we can, you can get clothes and all of this type of thing, it is a bit, it's hard for them to then wear some of these things about giving, drinks to problem gamblers. That doesn't really fit the image that I think they're trying to create for the group within the community. And so I think part of that is now saying, well, if we separate those two things, we can more clearly distinguish, who the core group are and what this new group is about.
Is it also about the sort of obscures the brand of Woolworths? I know also logistically that it helps in that Woolworths is moving back maybe to core retail activities, having been burned in other areas trying to diversify in other segments. Is it about dealing with having a more sort of easy to communicate brand, or would it also be a logistical level of just having all these different businesses that that Woolworths has had difficulty, that it's had a lot of acquisitions over the last sort of 5-10 years, and it hasn't necessarily always had a success story in some of these areas?
Yeah, exactly. And we know that it's getting harder to operate as a retailer in Australia across all product categories. And so I think part of this will be also, the core, the retail will getting back to basics, as you say, and really focusing on what that core offer is, and then also allowing this other group to not have to think about or worry about the performance of the overall group and what's going on in retail. They can just really focus on their areas.
Okay, well, thank you for being on the show. That was Dr. Jason Pallant, our lecturer in marketing at Swinburne University, and he's just talking to us about Woolworths' plan to divest its pokey and liquor businesses. So thank you for being on the show.
Thank you very much.